something unexpected comes our way, a curveball from left field, our first instinct is to have a knee-jerk reaction. But reactions aren't always the best thing to have. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program as we continue with the next message in this series called Bringing Out Your Very Best. And do stick with me, because very soon I'll be telling you about our special edition book. It's called Eliminating Stubborn Sin Once and for All, and I'd love to send you a free copy to help you do just that, eliminate the stubborn sin that may be plaguing your life. But this is the very last week it'll be available, so don't miss out. Last week on A Different Perspective, and again this week, we're looking at the things they forgot to teach us when we were growing up. The sort of basic fundamental life skills where we often have gaps in our knowledge and our experience. Last week we looked at a few subjects like dealing with our blind spots, learning to communicate and collaborate, learning to listen, investing in relationships. These are such important skills in getting on with people. For me, I had to learn these things the hard way. For 17 years, I worked as a consultant in the information technology industry, over 200 organisations. And when I started out in this consulting game, I struggled through these things. And the last place that I expected to find any answers was in the whole Christianity, religion, Bible space. And it was a surprise to me when I met this Jesus that the Bible, even though for me this was a historical document that frankly rated very low in my trust, actually works through real life things like this. What about our reactions? What about the pedestrian who is in the wrong, or the person who's driving who is in the wrong? And when someone blows their horn at them, they are the ones who are in the wrong, who end up hurling abuse at people. Sometimes we all do, sometimes we have knee-jerk reactions, not just in a car honking our horn, but in life generally. When something different, something unexpected, something comes at us out of left field and we find it disturbing or threatening or hurtful, or just we don't understand it, we can react badly to those sorts of things. In the workplace, I've often seen people send an angry email. I have a very important rule when it comes to email. I never send an email when I'm angry. In fact, if I'm angry about something, I will not send an email about it until the next day. I have to sleep on it overnight before I'll send an email. Because so often people will send an angry email in a knee-jerk reaction, and afterwards they regret it. Because afterwards you realise that an email's not like a conversation. You speak and it's gone. An email is on the record. An email can be printed, copied, sent to other people. So many people send angry emails and live to regret it. I've seen in the workplace at meetings, you have different people from different departments with different needs and ambitions and hidden agendas. I've been to some very brutal business meetings where people are angry and they're knee-jerk reacting to things. Or, you know, those family functions at Christmas when the extended family gets together and people see some issue differently and the whole thing ends up in a row. The knee-jerk reaction thing is an everyday occurrence. Just have a look around over the next 24 hours, at home or at work. Where are people reacting, both us and other people? And how small sometimes are the things that we have a knee-jerk reaction to? There's been a puzzling verse in the Bible that I've agonized over for a long time. It's in Paul's letter to the Ephesians. If you're interested, it's in chapter 4, verse 26. Paul says, "Be angry, but do not sin. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Be angry, but do not sin." I think, okay, well, at least he acknowledges the reality that we will get angry. It is a reality. When something surprises us or hurts us or offends us, inside each one of us, the blood boils. God acknowledges that reality. When people feel threatened, they react. When we feel threatened, we react. Well, let's look at the two sides of that coin. Let's look at us reacting and then other people reacting. Us. What are the things that push your button? What are the things that set you off? I know what sets me off. I'm someone who is very time focused. You know, I love to have my time organized. And when I'm dealing with someone who is consistently late, someone who consistently moves slowly, someone who doesn't have a sense of urgency, let me tell you something. That drives me nuts. We all have the things that set us off at work or at home. What is it for you? Is it maybe someone who just has a different point of view and that sets you off, or somebody who behaves differently? How can we be angry but not sin? Over the years, anger has been a real problem for me. Anger has been something that I have had to learn to control. So here's how I deal with things when they set me off. I've come to the conclusion I don't always have to win. It is not important for Bernie Dimet to get the last say and to get his way each time. The second thing is that I used to get very suspicious of people. I've decided that I am going to think the best of people. Rather than be suspicious, I'm going to think the best, and when they make a mistake, still think the best of them. And when I just can't, when I'm just so driven to a frenzy because I'm so angry, you know what I'm talking about. I've decided, like with the emails, to button my lip until the initial anger subsides. Button my lip. Be angry, but do not sin. We'll get angry. Sin is about hurling a rock when we are. And in that time, in that space that I give myself, that I buy myself by buttoning my lip, I've decided to think it through. Knee-jerk reactions damage relationships. But if we just stop, if we take that space, we buy some time for ourselves and process what has just happened. We process the fact that, okay, this person has behaved that way. But then again, that's them. Then again, maybe no one ever taught them about knee-jerk reactions. Maybe no one ever taught them to buy a little bit of space and a little bit of time and process this without hurling a rock as a first reaction. When I buy time and I buy space and I think it through, you know something? I tend, not always, but most of the time, to come up with a better approach, a more measured approach. Be angry, but don't throw a rock. Be angry, but don't let the sun go down. Don't hold on to this anger. And what about when someone else reacts? Most people haven't been taught this stuff, so we need to cut them some slack. And when they react, an angry reaction is often different from a considered position. So again, in my life, I've decided when someone reacts to forgive, to be patient, to give them time and space to change. It is really cool how the Bible deals with this stuff. Be angry, but don't sin. In the next 24 hours, I guarantee you and I will have opportunities to put this stuff into practice. I guarantee that something will come along that makes us want to honk our horn in the car or hurl abuse at someone or send an angry email. Question: when it does, will we make a decision? Sometimes the anger just wells up in us. Choice: do I hurl a rock or do I just sit pat for a minute? Cool stuff. Complex world that we live in these days. A world where good and godly boundaries are being eroded. A world where the temptation is simply to go with the flow, to give up on overcoming the sin in our lives. But that has terrible consequences. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our special edition book, Eliminating Stubborn Sin Once and For All. Because come on, God's word is alive and active, amen? So may he do a mighty work in you through this book. You can request your free copy right now at christianityworks.com. You'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that ebook will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so don't miss out. That web address again is christianityworks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Dimet. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.